The world is deeply wounded, my dear brothers and sisters. We attest to the fact that there are a lot of divisions that happen in our world. We have racial division. We have economic division. We have even political division. And you know, these divisions cause a lot of trouble and wounded the hearts of people. And the cause of this division, my dear brothers and sisters, is none other than sin. Sin. The presence of sin in our world caused a lot of wounds. And since we are wounded, the world is wounded, we cannot but ask for healing. We need healing. And only God could heal us, especially His mercy. And so we implore His mercy. That's why we celebrate this Sunday as a Divine Mercy Sunday, because we implore His mercy. We beg and we ask for God's mercy, that through this mercy, we all will be healed of the wounds that has been caused by sin. And one important thing is our faith, that this mercy of Jesus will be approximated to us. This is the experience according to St. Luke in his account on the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers. You know why was this community formed? You know what? How this community, rather, first Christian community was formed? Because of their belief in the risen Christ. Just imagine that. Their belief in the risen Christ is not only an individualistic and a speculative action, but it led them to action. That they were able to form a true Christian community. And this Christian community becomes an agent of healing. Look at that. What is the wound that they experienced during those time? The wound of lack of caring for the poor. So the poor are neglected. So because of their faith in the risen Lord, this Christian community, what do? They gather all their properties. They serve as this common good and distribute it equally so that nobody is so rich and nobody becomes so poor, and all their needs are taken from that common goods, taken from their property. Oh, a beautiful Christian spirit, simply because of their faith in the risen Lord. It is the risen Lord who touches their heart to share whatever they have so that nobody is in want. And the wound of that deprivation was healed, my dear brothers and sisters. So this is the challenge to each one of us, that let the triumph, the victory of Christ over sin and death give us also the power to heal at least the wounds of the world in our own little way. But we cannot do it without our belief, our faith in the risen Lord. Let the risen Lord, as I have said, it is not just a thing of the past that we are going to recall it now. Let that risen Lord, the resurrection of Jesus, really touched our hearts so that in a way we could contribute to the healing of the wounds of the world. St. John, in our second reading today, talks about conquest and a conqueror of the world. You know, when we talk, who is the greatest or the true conqueror of the world? By the way, side comment, when we talk about conqueror, conquest, this means that the world is filled with forces. We talk about conqueror of territories, the conqueror of the economy. We talk about conqueror of the web. And this conquest or conquer means domination of others. When I conquer you, you become my subject. I am very powerful because I've conquered you. This is the worldly concept of conquer. But St. John asks, who is the real conqueror of the world? For St. John, a real conqueror is the one who has faith in Jesus Christ. That is, this faith in Jesus Christ who by dying and rising from the dead is very dominant throughout the world. Nobody, no force could defeat Jesus who rose, who died and rose from the dead. And so if we believe, and if we leave Jesus who rose again from the dead, then we are the true conquerors of the world. So we become real conquerors of the world. We become healers of the world that has been wounded. Those who believe in God's mercy, in God's compassion, and in God's love, truly are the conquerors of the world. And it is said that love conquers all. This is what St. John said. If we have love in our heart, then we can conquer the world. We can conquer hatred. We can conquer division. We can conquer all kinds of division. And the world, the wound of the world will be healed, my dear brothers, simply because we have the love of Christ, we have the mercy of Christ, and we have the compassion of Christ. The opposite is different. If we have hatred in our hearts, how can we conquer the world? We cannot conquer the world. We will inflict only division, and that division would lead again to a deeper wound. That's why the challenge of St. John is, because of the risen Christ and our belief in Him, in His mercy, in His compassion, and in His love, we are the true conquerors of the world. We can heal the world's wounds. You notice, my dear brothers and sisters, in our gospel, after Jesus' resurrection, when He appeared to His disciples, what have you noticed? Jesus showed His wounds, right? Why are you silent? Does this really surprise you? The risen Christ, when He rose from the dead and when He appears to the disciples, He showed them His hands, His side, which is full of wounds, right? I'm not guessing. Don't accuse me of guessing an incident which doesn't happen. It's very clear in our gospel. And what does this mean? Why did Jesus show to His disciples, His friends, His wounds? Can He remove that? Of course, yes. He's so powerful, my dear brothers and sisters. His wounds are there. He has already risen from the dead. The wounds of Jesus are reminders of the consequences of ambition. The wounds of Jesus are consequences of, or the reminders of infidelity of His apostles. They are consequences of false testimony. And Jesus doesn't want them to be forgotten. He shows them his wounds, not to take vengeance to his apostles and to embarrass the apostles. Hey, what have you done to me? Look at me now. The wounds that I bear now are all your action, your wickedness, in spite of the love that I have shown you. Look at this. My hands and my side are still full of wounds. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, the reason why Christ showed his wounds and he did not erase it from his resurrected body is this, that he would again see the triumph of another conquest. And what is the conquest that Jesus would give, would show to the world? The conquest of healing. See my wounds. Here I am. But now I come not to take vengeance on you, but to bring you healing. In what sense did Jesus show the conquest, the triumph of healing? By teaching them forgiveness. Here I am. Peter, you denied me 3 times. I do not abhor ill feelings against you. I came back, I was risen, and I preach and I teach you how to forgive. So you, my disciples, should also become proclaimers of God's forgiveness. Forgiveness is a form of healing. Healing the wounds of sin that affect us, affect humanity. Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven you. Let us start anew. And he allowed Thomas, come, please come. Touch my hands. Believe in me. You were doubting, Thomas. Believe in me. I am resurrected. Here, touch my wounds. In touching Jesus' wounds, he allows us to embrace his wounds as if these are our wounds. Actually, these are our wounds that inflict, that cost Jesus to death. And in touching the wounds of Jesus, we are challenged also to have that conquest of healing, that we will also become proclaimers, agents of God's healing to a world that has been wounded a lot because of sin. Dear brothers and sisters, let us embrace the wounds of Jesus. And it's not just for the sake of embracing the wound, but rather it should left us a mark that as an Easter people, we are all challenged to become proclaimers of his healing, proclaimers, evangelizers of his forgiveness, so that the wounds of the Lord, the world at least will be diminished. And this makes Easter a reality in our lives. And because of this, we feel that God is truly a merciful God, because his mercy is shown to us through his forgiveness. Can we be proclaimers of God's mercy and forgiveness? Not only this Divine Mercy Sunday, but throughout our lives.